Rodney Atkins heading up three to number 19 with Cleaning This Gun. I'm Lon Helton. We're actually in the studio this week with Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh of the Eagles. And last month you guys performed on the CMA Awards show here in Nashville. And how does it happen that the CMA Awards are the first award show you guys have ever done? Is that true? I couldn't believe that when I heard that.
Well, for some reason it never felt right to us to do, what should we call them, the Hollywood award shows, you know. This is a different thing, you know. Country music, the fans and the DJs and the program directors, everybody's been very loyal to us. We think it's time to thank everybody in the country music community for all of their support for the last 35 years. You know, and if you want to go back to like 93, when Common Thread, the songs of the Eagles came out, an album where all the country music stars from that year recorded our songs, that album really did well, and it really gave me an indication that we still had a big fan base out there. And I think, you know, in country music fans, and that includes the people who play the records, they're very loyal.
Yeah, that's just really cool. And you mentioned the Common Thread album from 1993, and one of the biggest singles from that album belonged to Travis Tritt, Take It Easy.
I'm running down the road, trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna throw me one, and she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheel drive you crazy. Don't even try, understand, just find a bit to fit your thing. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, looking right back to see. It's a girl of my own in a black bed, a dog pulling down to take a look at me.
That's Take It Easy. Of course, that song was a hit for the Eagles back in 1972, and I'm honored to have a couple of the Eagles along as our co-host this week. I've got Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh along, and coming up, we're going to get the guys to explain why Long Road Out of Eden is their first album of new material in more than 28 years.